Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 65. And we are now in chapter 12. Let's read the first few verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Not grow weary and lose heart. It's tough sometimes to continue in the Christian faith when we have people opposing us and our own doubts and fears to deal with. But we don't need to grow weary and lose heart. These verbs used here, translated into English, grow weary and lose heart, are both used by Aristotle, a Greek writer, and he used them of runners in a race who relax and collapse after they have passed the finishing post. And we've seen that in races, in the Olympics, and similar things where the runners cross over that line and just fall down as if they can't go another 5 yards. But however, that's okay when you've crossed the line, but the readers of this epistle are still in the race. They mustn't collapse and fall down yet. They can't relax until they're past the post. And that's the same for us. There's a call to perseverance here in the face of hardship, and to understand that God is with us. As it says in Galatians 6, verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let's not become weary in doing good. We might become weary in many things, but surely not in doing good. That's a good thing to pray about today. Asking God for the strength, even though we can feel weary, to not let our weariness prevent us from doing good. We'll finish as always with Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Until episode 66, God bless.